Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle on The Carton Show. Afternoons from 2 to 7 on WFAN. WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gehrig. Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. You know, when things are going well, positive Tommy is certainly needed, but where positive Tommy is needed the most is when things aren't going well. And that's certainly the case at Madison Square Garden. As we head to half, Knicks are down 27 points, which is not good news, but I got good news for everybody. I have arrived. My show has now started. We had to do a little schedule maneuvering. We appreciate Zach Gelb for stepping up. I will be with you for the next 4 hours, 10 to 2, for now on WFAN, on AM and FM, 660 and 101.9, and then after the game is over, about 20 minutes after the final buzzer, I will be on YouTube. So you'll not only get to hear me on the radio or on the Odyssey app, but you'll get to see me on YouTube. And we have perfect timing right now because it just went to half. This game obviously got off to the wrong start and on the wrong foot because Karl-Anthony Towns picked up two early fouls. And I sat here for the last 2 days and I said the key for the Knicks was to get back to what they were doing during that 13-game winning streak. And that was run your offense through Karl-Anthony Towns. Because when things have not gone well for the Knicks this year, whether it's the regular season or early on in the Hawks series, it's because they didn't run their offense through Karl-Anthony Towns. The ball movement wasn't there. It was too much Brunson. It was too much dribbling. And the connectiveness and cohesiveness that you're looking for was not there. And then all of a sudden, things changed when Karl-Anthony Towns spoke up, went to the coaching staff and said, I think we have to start running the offense, and I'm paraphrasing, we need to start running the offense through me. Here's how I think it will help us. And Mike Brown, being a coach that will listen, that will work in a committee, yeah, he has the final say, but he is not closed-minded to suggestions. And Mike Brown heard Cat through one of his coaches and said, that sounds like a great idea. And then Rick Brunson went to Jalen and said, we got to run this thing through Cat. And then everything took off from there, 13 wins in a row, including two in the NBA Finals, which gave the Knicks a 2-0 series lead. And then we all know what happened in Game 3. So I went into this Game 4 with the mindset, with the mentality that things needed to run through Karl-Anthony Towns again. And unfortunately for the Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns got in early foul trouble. And when I say early, I mean right out of the gate, within a minute or so, and he had to go to the bench. And the Knicks were never able to get going. Now, I'll say this, and by the way, this game is far from over. This series is far from over. Positive Tommy has hit the airwaves, which is always a positive thing for everybody. It's always a good luck charm for everybody. So we're going to see this halftime through. We're going to see this second half through, and we're going to see this post-game reaction through because I have you for the next 4 hours. So this game is far from over. I would have liked for the Knicks to have cut that lead down to even 20. A little under 20. Right now it's 27. I would have preferred to be right around 20 or, you know, 17, 20 going into half, have a little bit of positive momentum, have the Garden crowd, because now this Garden crowd is going to sit around for a while. And they're going to be nervous. They're going to be anxious. They are going to be, I don't even think upset. It's more, and now there were some boos in the first half, but even a little bit of shell shock. So you hope the crowd brings it in the third quarter, because I think early on, those first couple minutes in the third quarter are going to be very, very, very important and very pivotal. Now, you saw Jalen Brunson, who did not have a good first quarter. You saw Jalen Brunson, and I think at this point, whatever works, works. He put the cape on, and he said, you know what, I'm just going to drive to the basket, especially when the Knicks are in the bonus, and I'm going to just try to get my buckets. And if I have to score 70 points tonight to help us win this game and essentially win the series, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I would expect Jalen to have that mentality in the second half. This is one of those situations where you throw everything out the window and you do whatever it takes to win this game. And if it means hero ball from Brunson, even though that's not the recipe for success night in and night out, we've seen that with this Knicks team, that it's not. But at times, you have to. At times, break glass during emergency, and you need to go to your superstar and let him carry you and let him get you home and across the finish line. But this game is far from over. Now, I will say this. The Spurs are playing unbelievable. As I'm watching the Wu-Tang Clan here on TV, shout out the Shaolin Land. That doesn't count as play-by-play if I point out who's doing the halftime show. Shout out a little reunion from the Wu-Tang Clan, Shaolin Land. The Spurs are playing unbelievable. And really, ever since late in game two, they have unlocked something. And I don't know if they needed to get their sea legs. I don't know if this was a young team that was a bit, and I say this not as far as like actually, but meaning sports hungover from a thrilling come from behind series victory over OKC, where they're down 3-2 and they take game seven in OKC, which was very emotional for those Spurs players. I mean, Wemby was crying. Everybody was excited. And I wonder if the Spurs needed a little bit of time to kind of, and I talked about this going into the series, the idea of a young team mentally shifting their focus from that type of series victory over the Thunder, where the Spurs planted their flag as, hey, for the next 10 or 15 years, if you want to get to the finals, it runs through San Antonio. And then to go from that to face a red-hot Knicks team who was playing lights out and had a ton of momentum and a ton of steam and was riding a huge wave. Perhaps the Spurs need a little bit of time to get their legs underneath them. And they certainly have gotten them now. But we've seen this in sports all the time. We see this in series all the time. And that is, things can change on a dime. Things can change very, very, very quickly. We've seen it already happen in this series, and there's no reason to think it can't happen again. And this game is far from over. If the Knicks do lose it, we'll cross that bridge. But I will just plant the slight seed for you listening right now, if you're in the car, if you're checking me out during halftime, and if you want to call in, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. What I would tell you, and I mentioned this last night, and you're seeing it again unfold this evening, and that is, home court advantage means squadouche. The Spurs lost the first two games at home. The Knicks lost game three at home. And now they are down 27 at home. At the half, the Knicks are. Home court means nothing. It doesn't. We've seen it throughout this playoffs. We saw it last year, the last couple of years. It's not the 80s and 90s anymore where, and I would attribute this to, you know, traveling was a little bit rougher. It's not the private jet, first class, five-star hotels, easy peasy, you're on the road, it's like nothing. It's just a lot easier, I think, on these players to travel. Home court means nothing. So, I think the Knicks come back and win this game. That's where my mindset is. I don't wave the white flag. I'm not somebody that says it's over. I'm not somebody that would leave at halftime. That's nonsense. This is a team that has come back from 22 points down with 8 minutes to go. They have an entire half. And as great as the Spurs have played in the first half, let's see them do that in the second half. Let's see them duplicate that. And you saw Brunson getting going, and you know, once he gets going, and the Spurs let their foot off the gas a little bit with him, he could all of a sudden become Michael Jordan, Superman, whatever you want to call it, and will his team to victory. Now, the Knicks have to get stops, and they got to hope the Spurs cooled off a little bit here at the half. But I look at those first couple of minutes coming out in the third quarter as extremely important minutes. You're down 27, get it to 20 within the first couple minutes. Put a little charge, put a little scare in the Spurs, and get that Garden crowd going. You know they want to cheer. They certainly paid a lot of money to be there. And not just the money, but everything that's on the line right now. And that is, if you go up 3-1, it's virtually over. Now, if you go to a point where it's 2-2, it's not over. The series is long from over. We've seen that home court doesn't mean anything, and I've told you that over the last couple days. I could cite a million examples in the last couple of years, including this series. How about the Spurs winning a Game 7 in OKC? How about the Sixers winning a Game 7 in Boston earlier in the playoffs? How about if Halliburton doesn't get hurt, the Pacers beat OKC in Game 7 of the Finals last year? We know Indiana walked into Madison Square Garden and won the first two games of the Eastern Conference Finals last year. A couple of years ago, Game 7 at MSG, Indiana won there as well. And on and on and on and on. It doesn't mean much. Yeah, you'd love to win these games at home. You would have loved the sweep. You would have loved the parade on Friday. Obviously, the sweep went out the window, but you're seeing in this series, and you've seen it throughout the NBA playoffs over the last couple of years, home court doesn't mean anything. The Spurs would have the momentum, and that's about it. To me, there is no home court. It would just become a best of three. But I am far from saying this game is over. You're down 27, get it to 20 within the first couple minutes. Put a charge, put a scare in San Antonio. Start to get hot, start to feel your offense. Look, we've seen this Knicks team when the light switch goes on and they start to move the ball and start to get going, and they're in front of this Garden crowd, magic can happen. We've already seen it. And I'm not going to be one of these people that just says, oh, it's over, I'm disgusted, this is it. I don't operate that way. I don't operate that way. Even if they were down 60, I would still keep the faith. Until that final buzzer sounds and the Spurs have more points than the Knicks, I'll believe they can come back. Now, I'm always wired that way, but I'm especially wired that way off of this Knicks team that has a ton of heart, a ton of fight, a ton of grit, a ton of experience, and a ton of ability. They just need a spark. And they need to, you heard me say this a lot, chip away, chip away, chip away. Chip away at that lead. You know everybody that hates the Knicks, they're popping the champagne, they're smiling, they're giddy, they're having a grand old time. I mean, Taylor Swift's out there in a Knicks shirt. She was just at a Cav game rooting for the Cavs. Now she's a Knicks fan, great, so that's whatever. But I mean, that's what you get with these Madison Square Garden games. It's part of the pageantry. But it's far from over. And that would be my statement to everybody here that's sitting, you know, in their car right now or at home at half, that this game is far from over. Chino is in Fort Lee here on After Hours. What's going on, Chino?
Taylor Swift would say she's rooting for the Eastern Conference team.
You know what? That's a good way to pivot. But then when you throw the swag on, but I hear you. And is Kelsey there? I didn't see him. I don't know if he's hanging out with her either, but I just saw Taylor Swift on the TV and the Wu-Tang Clan, which was great to see.
I don't think Kelsey got the money to match her to get the tickets.
No, he doesn't. Well, I don't think she's paying for the tickets, but I think it's one of those situations he might be at about mini camp or mandatory mini camp or something like that. Yeah, the celebrities, I think it's on the arm, but they just have to rock the gear or whatever. Yeah. They have to root for the Knicks or whatever the rules are. But the bottom line is this, Chino, and I know there's a lot of people that are calling me up right now. This game is far from over. I don't know where your mindset is at, but to me, you let it go in this third quarter and try to get this game down to maybe 10 going in the fourth.
Let's not turn up threes.
Yep.
Let's go into the paint. Let's get 8 points from four shots real quick. Let's get some fouls.
Yeah, let's see San Antonio get tight a little bit.
You got 24 free throws.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose. Let San Antonio get tight a little bit.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
But let them get tight.
Let them get tired. Yep, I agree. We just stay positive. It's a positive time of your night. I agree. But if they lose tonight, boy, New York is going to be...
Oh, I know. There's going to be panic. There's going to be...
a safe place.
I know. But I'll be here to calm everybody down because... And I appreciate the call. We got a million people we got to get to. I'll be here to calm everybody down because momentum can change on a dime. It's obviously changed in this series. If the Spurs hold on, they would have won two in a row. But if you go by the series and you go by the sort of the theme of it, that means the Knicks are in great shape going into San Antonio as far as winning a game because a home team hasn't won one yet. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn here on the Fan. It's after hours. Luke in the late night. What's going on, Dave? Well, Dave is calling from... That's okay. Everybody knows what I'm doing. And then when a caller's on hold, they go about their merry lives. And I feel like when I go to them, I'm interrupting them. You know what I'm saying? They don't know I'm going to go to them. They don't know they're next. It's not like a deli where they pull a number and they go, all right, six just went. I'm seven. I should be up next. Let's go to Dave in Trenton, New Jersey. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is the way this is working out. The way this is... Listen, the last three games was sloppy every single game. The physicality, the way the Spurs are playing physicality without getting those fouls. And also, Ming say he should have got the flagrant.
Yeah, Dave, we're not gonna complain about the officiating. It has nothing to do with what's going on here. The Spurs are just outplaying the Knicks over the last six quarters, and the Knicks have to they have to look in the mirror right now, and they have to show a lot of heart.
Me and you, honest talk, this game is over.
No, it's not. Then why play the second half? Then why play the second half? Then the Knicks should just forfeit. But what do you mean it's over? The game is far from over.
It's not over. It's not over. You might get up there, but the way they're playing, the way the defense is not playing great. You're getting
no, they're not. But they got to start getting some stops.
I could complain on the refs. But
yeah, but that's ridiculous. Complaining about the refs is just a situation where you're frustrated with your team, so you have to complain about something, so you complain about the officiating. So that's really all it is. It happens in all sports. It happens in basketball. It happens in football. It happens in soccer. And welcome to World Cup week. That's just what people do when they're upset. And by the way, tomorrow night we'll give some World Cup picks on the air. I've already made two bets. I will let everybody, patriotic Tommy, over the next couple weeks.
But one time I'm not here.
Well, I'll text you. Well, I already told you a couple off air, Alex. I got to text Gallo, by the way, all my soccer people here.
Did you make a bracket?
No. Is there a bracket to fill out?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
At the group stage.
We should do one here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Luke in the late night on the Fan. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn. I think he's back with us. What's up, Dave?
Hello?
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
Yeah, what's the Knicks right now?
Yeah, you know what, Dave? They're just having a bad little stretch here, but I'm not giving up. I'm not waving the white flag. Down 27 at the half. I won't call it a no biggie, but I would say... Within these first couple minutes, get it down to 20, chip away, put a little fear in the heart of the Spurs, and then go from there. Let's head out to River Edge, and Tim joins us on After Hours. What's up, Timmy?
Tommy, I got a bone to pick with you, my friend.
Yeah, okay. No. Nothing I say or confidence-wise or cockiness has anything to do with the Knicks not playing well. So if that's what you're going to say...
Tommy, it does.
No,
though.
It has it nothing! Does. Literally
Tommy.
Nothing, Tim. Literally
Tommy.
Nothing. Goodbye. It has nothing to do. Yeah, the Knicks heard me on the radio and be like, that Tommy Lugauer is real cocky and confident. Let me not play well tonight. Get lost, dude. Go watch the game and enjoy it. And Tim, I'll let you call back later, by the way, because you didn't get a lot of time on the air. But that's absurd to say that any like people that have that mentality of, oh my God, Lugauer said something on the air and that's the reason. If you believe in that, I got swampland in Florida. I'd love to sell you. I'd be a billionaire. I'd be selling bridges in Brooklyn. Get some stops here. The second half has started, and then go from there. That's the mentality if you are the Knicks, and that's my mentality right now. Get some stops. Get this to 20 with about, let's call it 8 minutes to go. Right now, there's 11 minutes to go. Get it to 20 with about 8 minutes to go. But yeah, nothing I have said or anything anybody else says has anything to do with touching the money or impacting the outcome of a game or a series. Nothing. So you got to get that out of your head. I know you're upset. I know you're frustrated, but you can't take it out on me. And by the way, Positive Tommy's on the air right now. So here comes a 30-point comeback. They don't even need a 30-point comeback. They only need a 28-point comeback. Or 27. They get to OT. But a 28 would get them in the driver's seat. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night on the fan. Let's go to Robbie in Lenox. What's up, Robbie?
Tommy, I need some positive vibes, man. This is really frustrating. You know, the problem for me is the rotation on the three-point play. And, you know, I'm not going to blame the refs. Obviously, the Spurs are playing lights-out basketball. When you shoot 6%, you know, that's unbelievable. So let's give them some credit, okay? Let's give the Spurs some credit. I'm not going to take credit, but I'm not giving up on this team. You know what? They played great on the road. They're not playing great. Ash Bridges just missed another wide-open look. But
well, Robbie, we can't do play-by-play on the radio, my friend.
I understand, but the thing is that they got to stay positive. They got to rotate well. The thing is that with Kat getting two quick fouls, I thought those foul calls were ridiculous. I'll say that.
I disagree with that, but you mean ridiculous in the sense that he shouldn't have got them, or ridiculous that the calls?
Well, yeah. Well, to me, you got to let those guys, you know, they're both fighting for position. And the thing
the
is
the second one on Wemby, you're saying, the offensive that they overturned.
That was
a huge overturn, by the way, because obviously, you know, Kat could stay on the floor if he doesn't commit that foul.
Yeah, you got, well, exactly. When you take away the starting five, it's like taking your starting quarterback and your starting running back off the field. And,
no, that's
and
fair.
It's really unbelievable. But Tommy, throw some positive vibes. Let's come back, all right? Let's stay positive. Let's try, man. Because let me tell you something. I've been waiting 53 years since I'm an 8-year-old kid. And I remember the last thing, buddy.
You got to
have heart, man. And this team has a lot of heart. So
sure
I'm not
do.
Quitting, man.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
God bless, man.
Yeah, you too, Robbie. Hang in there. And that's my point, is that this team has a lot of heart. So we as fans need to show that same type of heart. And not just Josh Hart. They just have a lot of tenacity, and they have a lot of grit and experience and heart, and we as fans have to be the same way. We do. That's the key. Nick's down. I'm bad at math. This is where I get. That's always
29.
A bad, yeah, that's a, Alex, part of the Coalition Indicators. He's all over that one. 29. I'm just bad. Actually, I don't even know Alex. I feel like you can run more neutral. Cat is down with something there. What do you think? He got hit in the Goyuns? Probably right.
No, I am actually, I will say I'm a little more neutral than I would be because, like, I just wanted to shout out my dad because, like, he's been going through some, like, back pain, and he's a huge Knicks fan.
Shout out to your dad.
I just want him, like, to be, like,
happy. Of course. Yeah, we all have family members. That's the thing about here, you know, whether it comes to Met or Yankees or Giants and Jets. Looks like Cat might have got poked in the eye. Or the hockey teams or the basketball teams. We always have somebody in our life that roots for the team that maybe we don't root for, and you root for your family members. Or maybe Cat got knocked in the teeth. And they're checking out his teeth there. And they're reviewing it for something. All right. So it's 29 right now with about 9.5 to go. So look, we're gonna essentially live watch this. I wanted to get it to 20 with about 8 minutes to go. I still have that in mind. But if they can even cut it to like 23 or so with 8 minutes to go, you want San Antonio to get tight here. You want to knock them off their game. You want to get that Garden crowd going, and you want to feel the momentum of that crowd and the energy. Let's head out to Greg in New Jersey on After Hours. What's up, Greg?
Louie, let's go. Amp us up, baby.
Yep.
Amp us up.
I'm here.
To the screen. I just walked out of Kona Grill. The guy right next door to me, I told him, I said, the Knicks is coming back and winning by 10, baby.
Winning by 10?
Winning by 10.
Winning going away.
Winning
I like that.
Winning by 10,
yeah,
brother.
Winning, why not? Well, they only 10, have to win
brother.
By 3. I mean, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Nah, we're 3-8-3. 3 is too short.
That was
we're
going that's by 10, baby. The spread is 2.5.
We're going by 10.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going by 10.
Oh, I love it.
Remember, the Knicks second half team.
No, they are.
They coming back, baby.
No, I love the positivity,
back.
Greg. I love the enthusiasm. That's why
hey,
I'm here.
You gotta scream, Loogie!
Well, here's the
let's go, brother.
Here's the problem, Greg. I can't scream because I have another couple of hours on the radio here. So I have 3.5 hours. So I don't want to scream. I don't want the pipes to be out of gas because once this game ends, it's going to be a flood of phone calls, one way or the other, and I gotta be on my A game. This is now, you know, I'm running a race. I gotta keep a good pace. I don't want to be too far off the lead, but I don't want to exhaust myself where I got nothing left in the tank. So this is just kind of piecing it together. Much like the Knicks, I'll chip away, and so will they. Let's go to Ryan and Kent here on After Hours. It's Lugie in the Late Night on The Fan. What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Tommy? If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be you, my man.
Yep.
I'm excited to see how they take the second half with, you know, Mike Brown. They definitely talked us out. We're going to see where this goes. We already see big numbers from Brunson and OG, and it's basketball, man. Before you know it, there could be a 15-point run in any direction, and it will take less than 3 minutes, and we got still almost like a whole half to play.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. And I just noticed they're putting digital videos up of me, so I got to be careful what I talk about here. You know, anything, I figured I'm just here. The game is on. We're free-flowing here. I didn't realize, you know, the eye in the sky is always watching. So hello, digital team. I don't know if it's Ryan or Lou, whoever's watching me right now, but they already got a clip out there. And the thing is, you know, sometimes when I don't think I'm being clipped, I look down at the ground too much. It's just a habit I have. So I'll do one of these where I'm looking at the ground. But if I know that, hey, digital's watching me, I look more at the camera because I think it's more engaging. You know, if I'm sitting there staring at my phone or whatever and I'm talking, I feel like for the audience, digital audience, you know, the social media audience, it looks like weird to me. But now that I know that I'm being watched, because I figured that the digital team would just be clipping stuff later. I probably should have got with them to make sure that I knew that was happening. It's all good, by the way. Great. It's good content. But I didn't realize, I knew the eye in the sky is always watching. I just figured the digital team was also just watching the game right now instead of watching me. So they are watching me. Okay, so they put a clip out there. Hopefully it was a good clip. Hopefully it's the power of positivity. Because when the Knicks come back to win that game, that's a million views easy. Should I just declare victory? The Knicks are going to win? Which I think I've said about 15 times already. And like I said, it's about 9 minutes to go. When it's 8 minutes, let's get this down to 20 points. How about that? It feels like it's about 27. Let me go to my update guy right now. Alex, is it 27 points?
It is 27.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here because my math is just awful. When it's above like 10 or 15, I'm terrible at it. I really am. I'm just bad at that kind of stuff.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. So the Knicks are on a 10-0 run in the last 3 minutes. What did I tell you? Positive Tommy gets on the air, and things start to look a lot better for the Knicks. The Spurs are not hitting their shots. What did I say at halftime? Chip away, put a little fear in them, put a little charge in them, get on a run, and let's see if San Antonio gets tight. The Garden crowd will come alive, we know that, and all of a sudden things will look a little bit differently in this game. We've already seen the Spurs start to get a little loose with the basketball. They're not hitting shots, and they're just settling for three-pointers. And I get it. They were hitting a million of them in the first half. But logic would tell you at some point there will be some market correction, and they'll start to miss those shots. So right now the Knicks have it, I believe, at 19 here. So this is an opportunity to just kind of chip away. The Spurs are just missing shot after shot after shot. And there is a ton of time left in this game. A ton. I'm feeling great about it. I really am. Just keep it where it's at and chip away. Just play defense. Spurs are missing shots. And then go to work on offense. Better ball movement, by the way, in this half so far. 13-5 in terms of this third quarter for the Knicks. The Spurs can't buy a bucket, and the Knicks are flying. Keep the momentum going. Keep it going. I told you at half, I'm not, positive Tommy is here. I got you for the next 3.5 hours. I'm not going to wave the white flag. I'm not going to give up. Feels like this is going to be the Knicks' finest hour. And positive Tommy's finest hour. Because we're going to, together, cross the finish line. Don't give up. Don't lay the sword down. As frustrating as the first half was, that's the first half. You flush it. And so far in the second half,
Now Wemby goes to the bench, which are always pivotal minutes for the Knicks. You have to take advantage of this with Wemby sitting down, especially considering you have the momentum already in this quarter. And the Knicks are hitting a lot of shots. Here they come. Here come the Knicks. What'd I tell you? 13-0 run in the last 4.5 minutes. What did I tell you? Keep it going. Keep it going. Now my feeling is, let's get this. Let me see, 16. Let's get this to 5 points by the fourth quarter. Let's be down a couple possessions. Anywhere from like 5 to 7 points. That's kind of where my mindset is at. Because you know the haters are popping the champagne. They think this one's over. And it's far from it. It said it is immediately when I came on the air. Thankfully, they put that social media clip out there. Because I told you it was far from over. And the crowd is going nuts. I have it on mute here, but I could just tell because everybody's standing. There's some nervous energy, but this place is going to go crazier. I feel great about this. And the Knicks are winning. And I said Knicks in five. So they'll win tonight. And then the Spurs will have nothing left in game five. Poetic justice. A team that has come back a million times, and certainly we remember the 22-point game one of the Eastern Conference Finals with way less time than this. The Knicks are able to pull that off. Spurs look tight. They look tight. They have no answer here. They have no ball movement. They have a ton of ability and athleticism, so they could always lean on that. But right now, the walls are starting to cave in on the Spurs. And you have to, if you're the Knicks, keep this up. Keep up the positive momentum and keep things going. Let's head out to Robert in Queens on After Hours. It's Loogie in the late night. What's up, Rob?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Hey, listen, you know, never say never, bro.
Of course.
Never say never.
Never give up. Never.
But the thing is, I bet the farm on this fan. I bet the farm on this.
You bet the farm on what?
On Knicks.
On the game tonight or the series?
No, the game tonight.
Well, you know, I think your farms are right, though. Don't worry, Rob. Then you better, you know what, Rob? You better get back to watching it if you got the farm on it. You better get back to watching it and always gamble responsibly. I think that's just a phrase people say, bet the farm on it. You know, we're not even farmers, so what farm are we really betting on it? You know, if I walked into the room and said, guys, you're never going to believe this, I bet the farm on the Knicks. I don't have a farm to bet on, so what's the difference? I think that's just one of those figure of speeches. You bet the farm. Knicks got to continue this red-hot shooting and keep the pressure on the Spurs. Keep the pressure on the Spurs. Another 4 minutes or so to go here in the third quarter. I have no idea if the Wu-Tang Clan were good at the half. I wasn't able to listen to it because I was on the air. I was just more watching it. I saw that Shaq and Draymond were vibing. I'm sure Barkley was upset that it wasn't Cardi B, which I understand. I mean, I get that. That's a tough act to follow. I mean, really. And it gave us an all-time inside the NBA moment, which there have been a million all-time inside the NBA moments. But certainly the performance of Cardi B at half in Game 3, coupled with the reaction of all the guys on the inside. Well, I shouldn't say all the guys. I don't want to throw like Ernie Johnson in there because he's not somebody that I think necessarily guffaws over anybody. But certainly Chuck and Draymond and Shaq were enthralled. And it's impossible not to be. But I don't know if the Wu-Tang Clan, shout out to Wu, by the way. Ooh-hoo! The greatest hip-hop group in the history of hip-hop, the Wu-Tang Clan. The Shaolin Land. But I wasn't able to hear it, so I'll have to go back and listen to it later on social media clips. So about 4 minutes to go. Let's get this, I would say, anywhere from 5 to 10 points in the next 4 minutes. That's where my mindset is at in the next 4 minutes. Keep the pressure on. The Spurs have not been shooting well this quarter. The Knicks have been shooting the ball quite well. There's a pep in their step, and there's a little bit, I think, of a nervousness and a tightness to the Spurs right now, especially offensively. They seem to have no answer for the Knicks' intensity, so just keep it up. Keep up that momentum. Don't let the Spurs take a breath. That's what you got to do. And you know Brunson's going to do everything he can to get to the foul line. I mean, he's just the best at that. He's going to do everything he can to create contact and get to the free throw line. You saw it in the second quarter. And people just fall for it every time. You know, he stops and he's the best. He's a soccer player. He's a pro wrestler. He's just, he's amazing at that thing. He's the best at that. And he's going to do that, you know, throughout the rest of this game. All right, so about 4 minutes left. Get it to about 5 to 10 points. Ryan is in Connecticut here on After Hours. What's up, Ryan?
Tommy, lead us, my man. Yep. Positive Tommy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm going to be doing a lot better once this game ends and the Knicks win, but I'm going to do everything in my power here to will this team to a victory. I came on the air when the team was down 27 going to the half, and they've been able to cut into that lead with a 16-4 run here in the third quarter. So far, so good.
That's the positivity right there, Tommy. I got a question for you. I had Knicks in five. Let's say somehow the Knicks lose tonight. How do you see the rest of the series going?
Knicks lose this game, and it's 2-2. I think, honestly, I think they win the next two. I really do, because I haven't seen a home court advantage in this series if the Knicks lose tonight, so I don't expect it to change in game five. And I think with everything on the line in game six, we'll get that big moment from them next. I think it's Tuesday, so this coming Tuesday, which means the parade will be later in the week. But that's, I have them in five as well, but if they were to lose this game, and I'm not ready to say that, but if they are, then I think they win back-to-back and they ultimately go in six. And Brunson is just feeling it right now, and that's what you got to do. Keep this momentum going. 17 with 3 minutes to go. Let's get it to 10 or even under 10 in the next 3 minutes, and the Knicks are sitting quite pretty at that point.
Love it, man. Love it. Lead us, Positive Tommy. Lead us.
Yep, absolutely. It's no coincidence. Like I said, this will be Positive Tommy's finest hour. This will be Positive Tommy's finest hour and the Knicks' finest hour. 3 minutes to go, down 17. You started out this half down 27. So you're already able to cut into that lead. Now you got to continue to cut into that lead. Alex, we want to break here and then at the top as well, or we're good right now?
Oh, no, I was just like saying that.
You're saying they're going to timeout. I didn't know if we had to go to timeout, too. I don't know if we needed to be in sync with the... Maybe we should just do with the, like, TV. They go to a timeout. The television and the game has gone to a timeout. Lou Gower will now use his 60-second timeout. Love it. Got to keep it going. Everybody coming after me, too, in this clip. Okay, you're going to eat your words. Everybody that's haters, they always skip the podium. You know, I see all these bookmarks on tweets and videos, and they're flooding the thing. No, don't worry. They'll skip the podium when the Knicks win. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Loogie.
Hey, brother.
Up, brother.
What's up, dude?
So, just hear me out here, man. I don't want to bring in any negativity, but, you know, considering we lose this game tonight,
mm-hmm.
I was 2-2.
Yep.
Obviously, we get a game coming back to the Garden one way or another. My only fear is, like, it seems like San Antonio has been getting extremely better, you know. But
yeah, no, they flipped the switch and they have momentum. There's right. No doubt. If they hold right. on here, and I don't think they will, but if they do, they certainly have momentum.
Yeah, and my thing is, though, I knew this team at some point was going to get gut punched. So if they don't pull it out tonight, there's your gut punch, and let's see what they got. You know, it's just it. This game really has been a little frustrating, though.
The third quarter, you know, they've come out firing, and they've
know,
got this game. You know, if to me that's I said this at half. I said if they could chip into this lead, then they would be in an opportunity where they can come back in this game. But if this got uglier, like if we're sitting here now and they were down 40, then obviously you start to suggest that hey, this could be a problem. But the idea that they've cut this down now with 3 minutes to go and they're down 17. I know 17's a lot. But, hey, if they get it down to 10 and they get it, you never know. I mean, the Spurs are a young team. They could get tight. They're at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks clearly are playing better basketball right now. Like, I expect the Knicks to run through the finish line here. The Spurs might hold them off. I don't think they will. But I don't see the Knicks quitting on this game. They have a ton of fight and a ton of heart, Matt. And that's what we love about them. That's why you never give up
on
them.
I know. You can't, you know. I was really down, but you're right. Just to see them fighting back right now.
Yep.
Is showing something. And one last thing. I mean, isn't it weird, like, with the Wemby, with the challenge early on? I feel like it may sound silly, but I feel like it changed the projection of the game. It looked like
you're saying on the second foul on Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
Look, it was a massive call because, obviously, right. It gives Cat two fouls. He's got to go to the bench. And had that not been a foul on Cat and a foul on Wemby, not saying Wemby would be in foul trouble, but perhaps mm-hmm. he could have gotten foul trouble, but... Exactly. Definitely, Cat would have been on the court, and I think that would have gotten the Knicks right where they needed to be, which is running their offense through him. He had to go to the bench, and then it was just sort of the floodgates opened up, And until this moment, this third quarter, the Knicks have not been able to recover. But now they're starting to, and this is where they have an opportunity where they have to continue to keep the pressure on the Spurs.
That's for sure, Tommy. You're a good man, Tommy. Let's will them in, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it, Matt. You got to will this to victory. What else can you do? You're gonna give up, and I understand frustration. I understand being upset, but we've come too far as fans, and this Knicks team has come too far to just wave the white flag. And the Spurs have been awful in this quarter. 0-for-6 from 3, 1-for-10 from the floor, 6 points. Awful. Which you knew there'd be a little market correction because they shot the ball like insane. And a lot of that lead and a lot of that performance in the first half was a lot of what the Spurs were doing. You know, the Knicks weren't amazing, but the Spurs were just unbelievable. I mean, the Knicks are winning this game. That there's no doubt in my mind. They're going to win this game, and this is going to be the series. So just hang in there. Let's get it to, with about 2.5 minutes left now, let's get it to 10 or under. I think that's a perfect place to be. And the Spurs will be completely and utterly shook at that point. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a Loogie here in the late night. Spurs can't buy a basket. I can't do play-by-play, but I got to tell you that they're not going to hit another shot for the rest of the night. In fact, let me just, you know what, why don't we just tweet out right now that the Knicks are winning the game. Let's just say let's just write it out here. Winning this game. Okay, sorry about that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. They are currently down 15 with about 2 minutes to go. Let's go to Griffin in Brooklyn here on After Hours. Loogie in the late night. What's up, Griffin?
Hey, how we doing? I want to say to Matt, Ryan there, what are they talking about? We're talking about, you know, losing this game. Come on now. Let's share some faith here.
Absolutely.
Real. It's we're seeing, you know, I don't even want to play the whole game where, you know, Wemby with, you know, getting that extra foul being suspended. We have Brunson. We have OG. We have a team that could bring us to the end.
No doubt.
I want to see some faith.
No doubt. And like I said, you got to keep fighting. And just get this to about 10 with about, you know, zeros on the clock here going to the fourth quarter, Griffin. That's where my mindset is at. So what are you doing right now? You're watching the game? Like, where were you? In the car? What's kind of the Griffin plan? You just heard me on the radio? What are you rocking with?
No, I'm with my buddy over here. We're driving over to get champagne for the end of the game.
Oh, sweet. Champagne showers.
Yeah, exactly.
We're I've often blamed champagne, you know, Griffin. I mean, I like the taste, but it gives me headaches. That's a My wife used to bring me to brunch all the time with the mimosas, and I would pay for it dearly. It was brutal.
Absolutely. You got to do what you can for the people you love, you know?
Absolutely. No doubt about
it. And that's what this team is here. I'm saying the Hawks, what was that, game four? You know, you saw them come back, go to OT, run it by. We could do it again, you know?
Yeah, you're saying game one against the Cavs. Yeah, in Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm too used to winning.
Yeah, they all kind of jumble together, but that one for sure stands out because of the nature of the comeback and all of that. So it's obviously one that we'll never forget. But yeah, the Knicks are winning this game. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I just tweeted it out. The Knicks are winning this game. Because I've been saying it on the radio a million times, I should start to take credit for it on social media. They're on their way back. They've had a great quarter here. Now you close it out. You're down 15, and away we go. Away we go. Got to keep the positive momentum going. And the Spurs look shook. They had an awful quarter. Awful. Awful quarter. So let's keep it going. I've just declared victory on social media. I should have did that at the half, but I was too busy doing the radio show. You know how it is. I got to be more, like the audience here is more important than the social media audience, even though, you know, I should probably be able to do both. But that's okay. They're still down 15. It's not insurmountable like it was 27, but that's all right. I'm sure on our digital team clip something out about me saying that the Knicks are going to win this game. Hopefully they did. If not, that's on them. What can I tell you? I can only talk. They do the clipping. I do the talking. They do the clipping. So here we are down 15, so they're not going to hit the mark that I wanted, but still not awful. Not awful at all. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll give you an update here as soon as the quarter ends to where the Knicks are at. Remember, I wanted them to be, if it could be 10 or under, that would be awesome. That's kind of where my goal was. The Spurs just look awful right now. All right, it's 15. considering it was 27, you were able to shave 12 points. You'd prefer 12 to 10 here because now you're going to have to shave off even more in the fourth quarter. But that's okay. That's okay. I am putting out the positive vibes, not only on the radio, but I did it on social media as well. And we'll see if anybody cares. Not sure they will. Because it's one of those ones where, hey, you know, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, no biggie. Knicks and six. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. Luke in the late night here on The Fan. Mike is calling from New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I was just calling because I've decided that I am. If Knicks fans want anybody to blame for that first half, blame me.
Blame
tonight,
you.
My friends and I, we decided.
What'd you do?
We decided to try a new restaurant.
Oh,
we decided to try a new restaurant that we've never been to.
Where, in New Haven? You guys are local?
The first half of the game. Yeah, we were going to a local place, trying a new place, go in there. The vibes were bad. We decided to get the heck out of Dodge. Now they're on the way coming back.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all about the positive vibes and the good juju and the good, you know, momentum. So, listen, now that you guys got out of there and you realize the error of your ways, the Knicks are on their way back. They had an awesome third quarter. And I assume now, do you feel like you need to go to a spot that is comfortable and a spot you've been in where they've won? Or just the fact that you got away from that restaurant, that was enough?
I don't know. I'm just glad we got out of there. They're on the way back. Maybe I just go home, pray a little bit, and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you better hurry up because we're going into the fourth quarter here. So time is obviously not at a premium. But look, they were down 27 at the half. They're now down 15. So they were able to get 12 points back in the third quarter. They're going to have to do a little bit better in the fourth quarter, but not insurmountable. I don't think this game is over. I said that at the half. I was not waving the white flag. I think I declared victory on the radio. I just declared it on social media. You got to keep the positive vibes going. We've come too far, Mike, as a fan base to give up. That's for sure.
I got buddies that were giving up a little bit, but I'm saying, I was like, the original magic might have run out, but it's time for some new magic.
Exactly. And this team has plenty of, you know what, Mike, forget the magic. They just have a ton of heart. You could call it magic, you could call it this, you could call it destiny, which I've thrown those words out there. But the reality is they just have a ton of heart. They just have a ton of never say die mentality across this team. And that's what makes them so special. That's what makes them so special. Roberto is calling from Jersey. What's up, Roberto?
Loogie!
What do you hear? What do you say?
Loogie!
What's up?
Loogie! One guy bet the farm, I bet the house. We gonna win!
Yeah, you go, Roberto. Another guy that bet the farm. You know, there's not going to be any farms left. Everybody's betting the farms off. I agree with you, Roberto. We're going to get all kinds of... This is going to be one of those nights for sure. I just can't wait. I said this is going to be positive Tommy's finest hour. It's going to be positive Tommy's finest hour.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.